Hey, all this Apple Orchard News. This your man, Shabakarama. You know, we got the podcast going live. I got my man Straps, DJ Straps, a.k.a. Mike Bizzle, other half of Apple Orchard News. We're going to give y'all a little something right now because he talking greasy. He just talked about my girl, Michi X, which, you know, she went in on his boy.
my mama.
So, you know. But nah, man, I mean, I support Michi. I mean, she goes in, she goes hard. You feel me? I mean, she one of them females that if the revolution came down to it, would you rather have a female like Michi X on your squad, or would you rather have a female like motherfucking Nicki Minaj? What's the other little female Puerto Rican?
I'm
talking about, what's her name? I can't even think of her name. Cardi B.
I ain't got to worry about who, because mine all gonna be right with me, because I train them well.
Oh! he sound like a ringmaster.
I take them all, because when I get done, they gonna put that work in that I instill into them.
Hey, he sound like a polygamous artist. I keep pimping, he bringing that juice. Hey, you a pastor? Are you?
I didn't say all at once. So you said polygamous artist. I might have to disagree with that one. You know what I'm saying? If it's one at a time or whatever, it won't be all at once. That's just too much work for me. But it's possible. It's doable.
Hey, well, you know, it's only one woman for me. Black men don't cheat. Hey, but you know. Yeah, I know. You said one at a time. You know, I can feel you. Hey, but check it, though. What about your mans, though? Hey, what about your mans? Because I'm still in a contingent because everybody you say, because every time I look at your page on the book, or whatnot, you throwing up Colin Kaepernick, man. What's with Cap, man?
Cap, hey, I just post, you know, I had everybody follow everybody, you know. Cap, you know, my life experience. I felt some type of way, but, you know, he put something in the line like it's always thrown in the back still to this day. So I just put up with Cap. Dude, Cap went and hung out with the Indians who were on Thanksgiving Day. How you know he ain't trying to learn, man? He went and visited some Native Americans and wanted to understand their celebration, man. What's wrong with that, man? He's trying to educate himself.
So what is Cap? Is he indigenous? Is he a brother? Is he...
Hey, man, I don't know nothing about all that. All I'm just, he went and visited some people. And maybe
try
to educate himself.
Okay, I could dig it. Shit. I mean, now you got, hey, so what's up with your boy, man? Why everybody jumping ship on 45, man?
hey, you doing the podcast right now? Girl, I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, we on right now, man. You live, man. We finna have listeners going out. So
man,
we...
Why you got me out there, man? I might say the wrong thing, man, but hey, I know, you know, this the first go around, and you got to do better with your questions. You said everybody jumping ship on hashtag 45. Is that what you're saying?
Come on. Yeah. Why they jumping ship on your man?
Well, that's not a factual comment. You know that, right?
Well, it's not a factual comment. They is jumping ship. Okay. Go ahead.
Now, are they jumping ship or are they getting arrested?
Oh. I mean, if you want to look at it like that, they out here, they copping pleas, man. They
are they getting arrested? And you are right, what you said, they jumping ship. Why they jumping shit?
They ain't trying to get arrested, my man. They trying to do that time. Hey, everybody. Hey, what'd he say? He said.
Some of them giving them selling charges on that record, that life record. They
She is.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, these people are, they feel so great in the eyes of whoever, but they are convicted felons.
Yeah. 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 So, they jumping ship.
But, you know, I just got to one debating with Tom Wu and my guy, he joined in. I told him, man, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and quit posting about my boy Cap. That's all he do. I never seen one brother, but, you know, he's half and half. I never seen him bring out much haters. He bring out more haters than Fast Track 45.
That's Cap for you, man. Hey, but let me put something on you with your man. I'm going to move on with him. Let me put something on with you, man. I'm going to move on with both of them. My thing is, they both working together. That's my conspiracy theory, and I'm sticking to it. You know, who is more in the press right now than Donald Trump, Fo-Fi, and Colin Kaepernick? You feel me? So,
oh, yeah.
I mean.
I'm done. I mean, he's not going to have an NFL career. But you got to understand, coming from a Kaepernick supporter, hey, man, Cap name still been aligned with what? The NFL. My man ain't been in the NFL in 3 years. So how is it, and I'm with you with this, how is it that we still talking about Cap for some reason? He ain't played in 3 years. He's a regular person that's getting attention, almost national attention every day. Man, kudos out to Cap, man. Kudos out to Cap. That's all I got to say.
Hey, well.
He's in the news. He's in the news and he's done nothing.
Hey, he's getting a check from somebody, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. He's breaking the internet. He has multiple people giving him checks. I already know. Nike A. So that's crazy.
You already know what the prep for. You already know what they prep. You just got to understand how all this is building up to this shoe that's about to drop right before Christmas.
It's gonna be some shit that drops. Alright, check this out then. Check this out. Fuck them now. What about your man? I don't know if you watched the debates or whatnot, but you got a brother, you got another billionaire, the motherfucker out of New York. What was that, the mayor, the governor or whatnot? I forgot his name. Damn, help me out. What's your man's name? The billionaire.
The billionaire.
He's running. He jumped into the race, and he got the buzz. He got buzz going on. He got buzz going on.
They got different names, but they all the same. Come on, man. That's why I'm done with that part of the game. They all the same with different names.
Hey, I'm finna shoot something to you that might, like I told folks, man, this Apple Orchard News podcast, like I told you in the commercial, you feel me? I'm going to say some, fuck it. I'm going to say some shit that's going to poke you in the eye. I'm going to say some shit that's going to hit you in the gut. I'll probably, you know, throat chop your ass one time. So check it out. Hey, here's something for you. The LGBT community is winning in the presidential debate right now. Hands down. What's popping? Am I lying?
Man, I'm leaving all of that alone, bro.
I'm just saying, can you imagine the United States being ran by two men?
I mean,
the first man. You got the president and the first man. I'm throwing it out there. Hey, anchor, I'm throwing it out there. What's up?
That's not new, bro. You talking about something old.
This is new because it's going to be in the public. This is new. I mean, far as the homosexuality that went on through the White House, oh yeah, we know about that. But this is going to be in your face to the United States is known as a homosexuality or a homosexual country. We're being ran right now. We known as a for real. We can go back to being ran as a as they say, a racist country. We know we're a racist country, but does, here's my question to you though. Here's my question to you though. Does homosexuality display weakness? That's my question. Does homosexuality display weakness when it comes to running the country?
I don't know, man. I don't mess around with homosexuality. I don't, that's something that I can't relate to, because that's not my, that's nothing I ventured into, man. I can't venture into everything, man. You all over the place, and I don't know.
I'm just saying, man, we know, would you vote for a homosexual?
Man, I can't say yes. I know I ain't voted for one since I've been voting.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking you the question.
I don't know, because I don't look that far. I can't say yes or no.
I mean,
I don't know if I even have voted for one already.
That's what I'm saying. Now you know. We know a homosexual is running for the presidency. Would you vote for a homosexual now that you know?
Well, if they offer me something, of course. That's why I vote. What do they do for me?
Okay. So what is it that this homosexual is doing for you that you might vote for him?
Shit. Hey, you all, man. If they ain't talking about helping me get that reparations, I can't vote for you.
Oh, well, Buttigieg, whatever the fuck his name is, he ain't even talking about no reps. So that's what I'm saying, man. We got a homosexual running for a president who don't like black people at that. I'm going to add that. Let's go.
He ain't talking about reparations, man. Come on, man.
I mean, what about, all right, would you vote for another billion? Would you vote for a billionaire?
It don't matter what they are. If they ain't talking about giving me reparations, they're guaranteeing it. All right, they can't get my vote.
Okay. The white woman talking about throwing out reparations. Remember, I told you first.
She got a win.
Huh?
She got a win.
I mean, do she got your vote in the primary? Because you got to vote the primary.
It's not about, you know what I'm saying, what they can do for me is what I'm going to make them do. See, that's what we're losing about this voting thing. They are public figures. They work for us. We don't work for them. We don't. You go in there and tell whoever it is, you go in there and say, hey, I need my reparations. What are we going to do about this?
Well,
that's how it's supposed to be done. See, people just sit back and they vote and blah, 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 and they sit back. You got to get your foot, boots on the ground, and if you want something done, you have to get it done. That's why we all of a sudden always looking at these entertainers and calling them our leaders. No, we done lost focus, man. But, hey, but the mob don't have no problem. And you see, LGBTQ ain't got no problem in going and making their demands. We losing focus, man. Come on, man. We got to get back on the grind. Get the boots back on the ground. Quit watching Empire. Quit watching Power. I'm just saying, man. You know, they still debating over Power was last 2 years. I bet that none of them women ran up in politician in their state and make demands.
Huh. Well, you know what? This is how we getting it in, man. This is how we getting it down.
We done lost focus. And it's just terrible. But then, I thought supposedly we had agency. That's supposed to be doing this. Where the NAACP at? Where the ACLU at? All of these civil rights, blah, blah, blah. All these groups, man, where they at in all this situation? You know what I'm saying? We got a sitting president, that's been yelling racial slurs since day one, and no one checked him over it.
Heck yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Heck yeah.
So, I mean, what's really going on
politics, what's going on. You feel me? What's going on with my so-called peoples, man? It's like we going backwards. Sad. I don't get all these boys out here. They wearing clothes. Oh man, it's just totally so destroyed right now that it don't even make no sense, man.
But that's
what I say.
That's how I be.
The new generation need to know how to read a tape measure.
Probably not. They probably don't even know how to balance a checkbook.
So we got to get back to the basics real quick. And speaking of that, hey, man, you said you are 45. Did you see the Secretary of the Navy just got fired?
Yeah, man. All because of, hey, look, I'm hold on, let me get this out. Hey. Hey, Anchor, I'm right here in the hometown of the man from the Navy that this man got fired over. So I'm going to let you know. That's rough. We rough. Go ahead. Finish that thought, fam, and I'm going to end it.
Why did you get fired, though?
I mean, hey, you know, you got to understand that on one aspect, you got white supremacy at its finest. And if I could get allies, especially allies, you know what I'm saying, in the military, we gonna be okay. Point blank.
You ain't answer the question. Why'd he get fired?
I just told you, man. I mean, if you ain't gonna do what the president tell you to do, then you are a distraction. You are a nuisance. You are in the way. You have to get out the way. And I just told you, and if I can make allies in the military, men who are trying, this dude is a killer. This little boy is a killer. So whenever he want to go rogue, he can go rogue. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. But all right, man. I'm going to get off this horn, man. I'm going to end this podcast. Like I said, man, this your man, Shabaka Rama Ott. I'm with my man, DJ Straps. We are Apple Orchard News. This is Apple Orchard News Podcast. We getting it in today. I just gave y'all a little something. So we didn't throw out three episodes today on you. So, hey, listen in, tune in. We will be live in the studio coming up or whatnot. So, hey, man, my people and them, they want to know, man, where can they reach you at, man, if they need, you know what I'm saying, a DJ, a photographer, or somebody that's going to record something from them. Where can they reach you at, famo?
Oh, man, they can reach me at appleorchardnews@gmail.com.
Y'all got that? Appleorchardnews@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right, family, we out, man. This Apple Orchard News. This your man, Shabaka Rama Ott, one more again with my man, DJ Straps. And we out of here. Hey, hold this. Apple Orchard News. This your man, Shabaka Rama Ott, you know. We got the podcast going live. I got my man Straps, DJ Straps, a.k.a. Mike Bizzle, other half of Apple Orchard News. We're going to give y'all a little something right now because he talking greasy. He just talked about my girl Michi X, which, you know, she went in on his boy. So, you know, but nah, man, I mean, I support Michi. I mean, she goes in, she goes hard. You feel me? I mean, she one of them females that if the revolution came down to it, would you rather have a female like Michi X on your squad, or would you rather have a female like motherfucking Nicki Minaj? What's the other little female Puerto Rican? I'm talking about, what's her name? I can't even think of her name. Cardi B.
I'm
Oh, he sound like a ringmaster. Sound like a polygamous artist. I keep pimping, he bringing that juice. Hey, you a pastor? Are you? Hey, well, you know, it's only one woman for me. Black men don't cheat. Hey, but you know, yeah, I know. You said one at a time. You know, I can feel you. Hey, but check it though. What about what about your mans though? Hey, what about your mans? Because I'm still in contingent, because everybody you say, because every time I look at your page on the book or whatnot, you throwing up Colin Kaepernick, man. What's with Cap? What's with Cap, man? So what is Cap? Is he indigenous? Is he a brother? Is he?
I don't know nothing about all that. All I just
see
some people that maybe trying to educate
himself. Okay, I can dig it. Shit. I mean, now you got, hey, so what's up with your boy, man? Why everybody jumping ship on 45, man?
Hey, you doing the podcast right now?
Cause
I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, we on right now, man. You live, man. We finna have listeners going out. So
man,
we.
Man, why you got me out there, man? I might say the wrong thing, man. But hey, I know you know this the first go around, and you got to do better with your questions. You said everybody jumping ship on #45. Is that what you're saying?
Come on, yeah. Why they jumping ship on your man?
Well, that's not a factual comment. You know that, right?
Well, it's not a factual comment. They is jumping ship. Okay. Go ahead.
Now, are they jumping ship or are they getting arrested?
Oh. I mean, if you want to look at it, like that, they out here, they copping pleas, man.
Are they getting arrested? And you are right, what you saying, they jumping ship. Why they jumping shit?
They ain't trying to get arrested, my man. They trying to do that time. Hey, everybody. Hey, what he say? He said.
No time, but look, they all. Some of them giving them selling me charges on that record, that life record. They selling me. I'm not. I got a knock on wood. I'm not one right now. So hey, that's how I look at it. Hey, Martha Stewart.
She is.
So, I mean, I'm
just saying, you know, these people, they still so great in the eyes of
whoever, but they are convicted felons.
Yeah. So,
they
jumping ship.
But, you know, I just got the one debating with Tamu, and my guy, he joined in. I told him, man, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and quit posting about my boy Cap. That's all he do. I never seen one brother, but you know, he's half and half. I never seen him bring out much haters. He bring out more haters than #45.
That's Cap for you, man. Hey, but let me put something on you with your man. I'm going to move on with him. Let me put something on with your man. I'm going to move on with both of them. My thing is, they both working together. That's my conspiracy theory, and I'm sticking to it. You know, who is more in the press right now? than Donald Trump, Fofi, and Colin Kaepernick. You feel me? So,
oh, yeah.
I mean...
I'm done. I mean, he's not going to have an NFL career. But you got to understand, coming from a Kaepernick supporter, hey, man, Cap name still been alive with what? The NFL. My man ain't been in the NFL in 3 years. So how is it? And I'm with you with this. How is it that we still talking about Cap for some reason? He ain't played in 3 years. He's a regular person that's getting attention, almost national attention every day. Man, kudos out to Cap, man. Kudos out to Cap. That's all I got to say.
Hey, well.
He's in the news. He's in the news and he's done nothing.
Hey, he's getting a check from somebody. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. He's breaking the internet. He has multiple people giving him checks. I already know. Nike A. So that's crazy.
I mean, you already know what the prep for. You already know what they prep. You just got to understand how all this is building up to this shoe that's about to drop right before Christmas.
It's gonna be some shit that drops. Alright, check this out. Fuck them now. What about your man? I don't know if you watched the debates or whatnot, but you got a brother, you got another billionaire, the motherfucker out of New York. What was that, the mayor, the governor or whatnot? I forgot his name. Damn, help me out. What's your man's name? The billionaire. The billionaire. He's running. He jumped into the race. And he got the buzz. He got buzz going on.
They got different names, but they all the same. Come on, man. That's why I'm done with that part of the game. They all the same with different names.
Hey, I'm finna shoot something to you that might, like I told folks, man, this Apple Orchard News podcast, like I told you in the commercial, you feel me? I'm gonna say some, fuck it. I'm gonna say some shit that's gonna poke you in the eye. I'm gonna say some shit that's gonna hit you in the gut. I'll probably, you know, throat chop your ass one time. So check it out. Hey, here's something for you. The LGBT community is winning in the presidential debate right now. Hands down. What's popping? Am I lying?
Man, I'm leaving all of that alone, bro.
I'm just saying, can you imagine the United States being ran by two men?
I mean,
the first man. You got the president and the first man. I'm throwing it out there. Hey, Anchor, I'm throwing it out there. What's up?
That's not new, bro. Talking about something old.
This is new because it's gonna be in the public. This is new. I mean, far as the homosexuality that went on through the White House, oh yeah, we know about that. But this is gonna be in your face to the United States is known as a homosexuality or a homosexual country. We've been ran right now. We known as a for real. We can go back to being ran as a, as they say, a racist country. We know we're a racist country. But here's my question to you though. Does homosexuality display weakness? That's my question. Does homosexuality display weakness when it comes to running the country?
I don't know, man. I don't mess around with homosexuals. I don't know. That's something that I can't relate to, because that's nothing I ventured into, man. I can't venture into everything, man. You all over the place, and I don't know.
I'm just saying, man. We know. Would you vote for a homosexual?
Man, I can't say yes. I know I ain't voted for one since I've been voting.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking you the question.
Man, I don't know, because I don't look that far. I can't say yes or no.
I mean,
I don't know if I even voted for one already.
That's what I'm saying. Now you know. We know a homosexual is running for the presidency. Would you vote for a homosexual now that you know?
Well, if they offer me something, of course. That's why I vote.
So, okay. So what is it that this homosexual is doing for you that you might vote for him?
Shit, hey, you all, man. If they ain't talking about helping me get that reparations, I can't vote for you.
Oh, well, Buttigieg, whatever the fuck his name is, he ain't even talking about no reps. So that's what I'm saying, man. We got a homosexual running for president who don't like black people at that. I'm going to add that. Let's go.
He ain't talking about reparations, man. Come on, man.
I mean, what about, all right, would you vote for another billion? Would you vote for a billionaire?
It don't matter what they are. If they ain't talking about giving me reparations and guaranteeing it, all right, they can't get my vote.
Okay. The white woman talking about throwing out reparations. Remember, I told you first.
She gotta win.
Huh?
She gotta win.
I mean, do she got your vote in the primary? Because you got to vote the primary.
It's not about, you know what I'm saying, what they can do for me is what I'm going to make them do. See, that's what we're losing about this voting thing. They are public figures. They work for us. We don't work for them. We don't. You go in there and so whoever it is, you go in there and say, hey, I need my reparations. What are we going to do about this?
Well,
that's how it's supposed to be done. See, people just sit back and they vote and blah, 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 then they sit back. You got to get your foot, boots on the ground, and if you want something done, you have to get it done. That's why we all of a sudden always looking at these entertainers and calling them our leaders. No, we done lost focus, man. But, hey, but the mob don't have no problem. And you see, LGBTQ ain't got no problem in going and making their demands. We losing focus, man. Come on, man. We got to get back on the grind. Get the boots back on the ground. Quit watching Empire. Quit watching Power. I'm just saying, man. You know? They still debating over Power was last 2 years. I bet that none of them women ran up to their politician in their state and made demands.
Huh. Well, you know what? This is how we getting it in, man. This is how we getting it down.
We done lost focus. And it's just terrible. But then, I thought supposedly we had agency.
Probably don't even know how to balance a checkbook.
So we got to get back to the basics real quick. And speaking of that, hey man, you said you are 45. Did you see the Secretary of the Navy just got fired?
Yeah, man. All because, look, I'm gonna hold on. Let me get this out. Hey, Anchor, I'm right here in the hometown of the man from the Navy that this man got fired over. So I'm going to let you know. That's rough. We rough. Go ahead. Finish that thought, fam, and I'm going to end it.
Why did he get fired, though?
I mean, hey, you know, you got to understand that on one aspect, you got white supremacy at its finest. And if I could get allies, especially allies, you know what I'm saying, in the military, we gonna be okay. Point blank.
You ain't answered the question. Why'd he get fired?
I just told you, man. I mean, if you ain't gonna do what the president tell you to do, then you are a distraction. You are a nuisance. You are in the way. You have to get out the way. And I just told you, and if I can make allies in the military, men who are trying, this dude is a killer. This little boy is a killer. So whenever he want to go rogue, he can go rogue. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. But all right, man. I'm going to get off this horn, man. I'm going to end this podcast. Like I said, man, this your man, Shabaka Rama Ott. I'm with my man, DJ Straps. We are Apple Orchard News. This is Apple Orchard News Podcast. We getting it in today. I just gave y'all a little something. So we done threw out 3 episodes today on you. So, hey, listen in, tune in. We will be live in the studio coming up or whatnot. So, hey, man, my people and them, they want to know, man, where can they reach you at, man, if they need, you know what I'm saying, a DJ, a photographer, or somebody that's going to record something from them. Where can they reach you at, famo?
Oh, man, they can reach me at appleorchardnews@gmail.com.
Y'all got that? appleorchardnews@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right, family, we out, man. This is Apple Orchard News. This is your man, Shabaka Rama Ott, one more again with my man, DJ Straps. And we out of here.